Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the vast blue expanse where the sun's rays struggle to pierce the water's abyssal heart, life navigates the labyrinth of desolation. The seas, a testament to nature's resilience, still cradle hope in their bosom, a hope shrouded among the oceanic graveyards that our apathy has cultivated. Venture beneath the waves, and you'd find a paradox of haunt and survival. Corals have long succumbed to bleaching, leaving behind bone-white structures that eerily whisper of opulent hues lost. Amidst the dead, some resolute warriors persist. Creatures devoid of light and warmth, tenacious and adaptable, thrive in trenches and cavities, a pulsating defiance against the annihilation. Miracles in their miniature realms, these beings flaunt life where none should be. Tube worms, residing next to hydrothermal vents, rely on chemosynthesis, a life beacon in the perpetual night. Similarly, bioluminescent beings sketch ethereal glows across the void, crafting a spectacle that rivals the celestial. If there's grace in persistence, life here is balletic, a dance on the knife's edge of non-existence. Yet these pockets of resilience are not immortal bulwarks against bleakness. Humans, in our restless quest for resources, teeter on the brink of collapsing these refuges. Overfishing, plastic pollution, and even the hunt for rare earth elements for our tech-dependent livelihoods lay siege to these sanctuaries. In a realm where even the darkness is dying, witnessing such fierce insistence to endure prompts pondering. What does life cling to when the essence of its world is lost? In this macabre ballet, the ocean's denizens choreograph their steps meticulously, with neither audience nor applause, yet their performance is one of profound consequence. Stories from the depths speak to us, if only we listen. A fish, half devoured by plastic, yet battles on, its gills pumping defiantly. Microorganisms mutate and blossom in toxicity, a testament to evolutionary ingenuity, yet a tragedy underscored by the fact of its necessity. The vast emptiness of these underwater graveyards echoes the silence of the world above that allowed it to pass. Amidst the ruins, life doesn't just survive, it adapts, blossoms, and challenges. It's not an ode to what was, but a resounding epilogue to the tale of what might still be if the void is heeded. It's an uncomfortable reflection, the triumph of life amidst human-forged devastation. The sea's mournful ballad carries with it an indictment, a searing inquiry into the soul of humanity. The resilience of the deep is nature's resilient whisper, begging us to witness and alter our course before the whispers fade into silence. As we end our descent into the aquatic Hades, the question isn't just about the marvels that persist. It's about our role in scripting the future chapters of these fabled depths. So where do we sail from here? Into oblivion or steering towards atonement? The depths could flourish or falter, their fate bound to the whims of the surface dwellers.